Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes all month long. The month of October is our 20th anniversary of recording Messianic Minutes. We're so glad that God has sustained us all this time as a listener-supported program.
Yeah, your emails at this season, our 20th anniversary, and your contributions would just be an encouragement to us and just help us in our joyful celebration of God's faithfulness for 20 years of Messianic Minutes.
And you know, a good deal of those 20 years, we have been blessed to be on WLJN up in Traverse City near the Thumb of Michigan. And I'm trying to remember what else we call it up there. But I've been up to Traverse City a number of times, actually helped WLJN with some of their charathons over the years, or with one of them, actually. And they're a blessing. And hey, folks in the Traverse City area and up there in Michigan, it gets cold up there too. happy anniversary to us. We would love
We'd
to hear
love
from
to
you.
Hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. So get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Now, looking back at King Solomon, we have just established in yesterday's program how in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, that powerful, powerful scripture that so many people know, if my people, in 7:14, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Okay, we're going to stress that in a minute. But that it was an answer to Solomon's prayer that he prayed at the dedication of the Holy Temple of Jerusalem, the very first one, at the dedication of the temple, right at the Feast of Tabernacles.
That dedication occurred during the seven-day celebration that God ordained in Leviticus chapter 23 of the Feast of Tabernacles.
And included over the eighth day, the celebration, that extra day that God added on, that's in the book of Leviticus as well. But so we see that God came to Solomon by night as an answer to his prayer, number one. Number two, this was about Israel, friends. You know, we always quote this scripture, and rightly so. We have a right to say this scripture, if my people call by my name, I'll heal their land. It's about America, or it's about any country, if we are willing to do what Israel was required to do. You see, this was about Israel. It wasn't about the United States. It wasn't about Russia. It wasn't about South Africa. It was about Israel. And it was an answer to Solomon's prayer. Let's put it in that context.
Yeah, and we know that God heard, because in chapter 7, verse 1, when Solomon had finished his public prayer, fire came down from heaven and consumed the offering, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. But now, God appears to Solomon by night after the dedication of the temple.
And he says, if my people, you know, he put a condition in there, you need to humble yourself, pray, and he says, turn from your wicked ways.
And it has to be his people. Now, during the time of Solomon, the only people on earth who were his people were Israel.
We're the children of Israel. But today, we have a right to appropriate this. And friends, I hope you're praying this for our country. I hope you are. But what has to happen is we as a nation need to turn from our wicked ways.
We have to humble ourselves.
And pray and seek
pray
his face.
And seek his face.
But I'm going to tell you, I see the real problem today. I don't see a problem with the body of Messiah humbling themselves, seeking his face, etc. I see a problem with our nation. Instead of turning away from its wicked ways, this as a whole, our nation is turning toward wickedness. All you have to do is turn on television. It's right in front of you.
But God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways,
then I'll hear your prayer. Then I'll hear from heaven. Then I'm going to do what Solomon, you asked me, will you take care of us? And I'm paraphrasing. God's saying, yeah, I will, when you do that. Now, wait to see how this gets even better as we go along here, friends. We're Messianic Minutes, and we're celebrating 20 years of recording our program that's been heard on hundreds of stations. MessianicMinutes.com, that's our website.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.